Health. Test the intestines. Activity 1, Part 2. Explore the journey of food through the intestines and imagine how water helps this process. Materials. Human body apron, found in Activity 1, Part 1. 5 wooden beads, various sizes. 22 feet plastic tubing. Discover. 1. Place the human body apron on a family member. Find the parts of the small and large intestines and place them on the apron, if they are not already on the apron from Activity 1, Part 1. Each have an important role in the body. With your finger, trace how water moves through both the small and large intestines. 2. Open Activity 1, Part 2 bag and choose one person to hold the end of the pink plastic tube. Have another family member start walking to unroll the plastic tubing to its full length. That is the length of your small intestine. 3. At one end of the pink plastic tube, add one wooden bead at a time. Begin to work the bead to the other end of the tube. Keep adding beads to the tube. Push them through to the other end of the tube. Decide. 1. What was the most interesting thing each of you learned? Act. 1. Have everyone at the table say, "Cheers to our large intestines," and drink at least one glass of water at dinner, knowing that you are helping them get the healthy nutrients from the food you eat to the rest of your body. Large intestine. Your large intestine is about 5 feet, or 1.5 meters long. The purpose of the large intestine is to absorb water and salts from the material that has not been digested as food, and get rid of any waste products left over. Small intestine. By the time food reaches your small intestine, it has already been broken up and mashed into liquid by your stomach. Each day, your small intestine receives between 1 and 3 gallons, or 6 to 12 liters of this liquid. The small intestine carries out most of the digestive process. Water helps absorb almost all of the nutrients you get from foods into your bloodstream. The small intestine is actually the longest section of your digestive tube, measuring about 22 feet, or 7 meters on average, or 3.5 times the length of your body.